Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is For the Right Reasons, and I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kay.
And this is our Bachelorette podcast. And, of course, this is Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette. And we are on night four, or week four, I guess I should say, because it's more than one night that they go through. So this week was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
It felt... Okay, so just to like start off with the end, there was no rose ceremony because there was so much extra stuff. So
yeah.
I'm guessing they'll do the rose ceremony next week. And that's happened before.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this time, it made me feel like really incomplete.
Yes.
Like, I was like, no, I need more closure than that. Like, after this,
yes.
You know, like, every week. I don't know. It just, usually when that happens, it's like, okay, whatever, we'll see it next week. It's not a big deal. But this time, I was like, wait a minute, that's it? Like, I feel like I missed something. Like, I'm not going to go rewatch the 2 hours, but I feel like I missed something in the episode.
Yes. Like, it feels this time, like, less of a cliffhanger. Like, oh, I can't wait to tune in next week and just sort of, like... Like, even sitting down looking at my notes, I was looking at, like, wait, did I not write down who got roses? It felt weird.
Exactly. Because I have, like, my little bracket sheet, and there's, like, three names on it. Because there's only three roses, and I was like, wait, I forgot to write it down.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, and now back to the beginning.
Right.
So, this week, all the guys... joined her in Newport, Rhode Island, which is a really cool town, really close to where I live. And so I was kind of excited because they were like walking around and then they went to Boston and I was like, I know that place. I know that place. So that was kind of cool. But they were all really excited when Chris told them that they were getting to leave the house and go somewhere else. So you really get the idea. They feel like really cooped up in there, I think.
Yeah, they did the thing where it's like, all right, gentlemen, pack your bags because we're going to fabulous Rhode Island. Yeah,
right.
Crowd goes wild.
Yeah, but like, I think they were still genuinely excited because like they anywhere. Wanted to get out of there. But yeah, so it sounds silly, but Newport's actually like really nice. And there's some really good restaurants, and there's, like, a good, there's, like, boating culture, and there's, like, all those giant houses.
And yet they made it look so shitty and run down.
Yeah, it wasn't the best, like, camera work there. And the hotel they stayed at did not look so good on screen, like you said. But the rooms are, like, $800 a night or something crazy like that. I looked it up on Google.
Yeah.
So, anyways, and it got really mediocre reviews, too. Like, on Google Maps, you know, you look at the reviews, and it was, like, three, you know, some people gave it, like, 3 stars, and they said that. They said the rooms were crappy, you know, the hotel was fine, the views were good, but the rooms weren't, like, updated or whatever.
Yeah, like, it looks like it was nice 30 years ago,
yeah.
Like that.
So it got really mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they all met there, and then after flying on a red-eye probably from California to the East Coast, Jed gets the first date card, which is in Boston. So he's now arrived somewhere and then has to drive an hour and a half to the date, which is kind of funny. So Jed got the first date, and they walked around Boston to start, which was cute.
Wait, you live in Boston. Say it right.
No, I refuse. I don't live in Boston. I live in the suburbs.
Okay.
But I thought the date was cute, and they just, like, hung out and whatever. The only, like, really thing that was annoying was the very obvious Halo ice cream ad.
Yeah.
And then they played later during the commercial break the actual ad for Halo ice cream. And it's the same guy. The same guy's in the ice cream ad commercial that was in the show, like, in the park feeding, like, serving them ice cream. It was like, really? Come on.
It was
that
not
was kinda
subtle.
Ridiculous.
Because they just kind of walk up and the guy's like, hey, would you like some ice cream? And just hands them a pint. And
yeah, not like a sample, like a whole entire thing.
Yeah, it was not subtle.
Yeah, and it must have been freezing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't exactly been warm.
Yeah. And this had to have been filmed late March, early April?
Right. It wasn't warm. Yeah. The best part of the date, though, was the basketball part. And mm-hmm. I was, like, kind of surprised at how athletic that Jed is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He doesn't... I guess he's in shape looking, but he doesn't seem like a very athletic guy.
No.
I guess the musician thing threw me off. But he was, like, really good at basketball. I was really shocked. And yeah. He was so excited when they walked in. He was like a kid on Christmas.
She was actually pretty good, too. Like,
yeah, she's athletic, too.
Yeah.
She really knows her sports, too. I'm sure they prepped her with, like, who these guys were and everything.
Were,
like,
yeah.
She seems to actually know some stuff about sports and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyways, what'd you think about the date?
I just thought it was like a cute little cozy date walking around. Like, it was very real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus like, what do you want to do on our first date? Let's go skydiving. Like, right. You know.
More realistic.
It was like a little cute, cozy date, the basketball thing. Are these guys... Okay, so I'm not a big basketball
fan. Me neither.
And I was like, are these guys like big names on the team? Or are these just like bench players who drew the short straw?
Right. Yeah. I can't answer that and I'm from the area, so. but I don't really follow basketball either, so.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the dinner they had, because this was like his big like reveal moment where he told her his secret or whatever.
Right. So they do the typical like day date thing. Then they separate. They change outfits. They come back for the night date where they sit around a table and longingly
and don't eat dinner.
Yeah. Where were they though? Because.
I don't know.
I thought it looked like a church.
Right. Or maybe like an old museum or something.
Maybe.
But then I did read online that it was like the name of a restaurant.
Okay.
But it looked like it was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, It didn't look like it was in the city. So that was very weird. I mean, maybe it was like nearby in Cambridge or something. I don't know. It didn't really... It was weird. It did look like a church or a museum or something, like not a restaurant.
Because they have it, I mean, really romantic, like candlelight, mood, like it's just really in a cool setting.
Yeah.
But then at the end, they are seriously making out and like he's like throwing her up against a wall and they're kissing. And I'm like, you're in a church, guys.
God's watching.
So I guess it wasn't like maybe it was converted or something.
I did look it up. And it was the name of a restaurant.
Okay.
But I don't remember what it was now because it didn't, I'd never heard of it before. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So what he told her was interesting to me because it was like, no one ever says this. So he actually admitted that he came on the show intentionally to promote himself as a musician or a songwriter or whatever he does. But he then realized that he actually liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like, okay, now that you've said that, like, how true is it? And I feel like if I were her, I would always be like second guessing everything he said and did from that point on. But she believed him and she said that. She said, I believed everything he said and. I mean, he seems like a genuine guy, so I thought it was really interesting that he admitted that to her, too. I guess it's all about he's trying to prove that he's, like, trustworthy and whatever.
I definitely kind of felt like the undercurrent of this conversation was, I believe you because I did the same thing.
Mm.
Kind of like, I can imagine that she probably had similar thoughts and... maybe even said, but, you know, we didn't hear it. I'm wildly speculating that she's like, yeah, I went on, you know, for Instagram followers too, and actually fell in love with Colton. So, like,
Right. I know. Like, you know, she knows. She can understand where he's coming from almost. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And then, you know, they kind of like talk it through, and then she ends up, you know, giving him the rose at the end of the date, obviously, since they were making out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was that. That was like a good clean fun almost. Right.
Yeah.
I think he's a good guy. He's definitely making it to the end or almost end, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Like hometowns for sure.
Yeah.
So then we have the group date, which is everyone else except for Tyler C, who then we will know gets the last one-on-one date.
One-on-one, yeah.
So I actually wrote down all the names when they were saying it because I wasn't sure if they were going to do the thing where sometimes they leave like one or two people out and they don't get to go on any of the dates.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do that this time. So we'll just say it was everyone else except for Tyler. Who they still keep calling him Tyler C, even though there's no Tyler G anymore.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny. So the group date was back in Newport, and all the guys show up to play rugby.
Which I thought was an interesting choice, because maybe I'm being too meta here, but I feel like somebody in production had to have seen Luke and sort of seen how he was, and then somebody on the show went, you know what would be a great thing? Let's give these guys a chance to just hit each other.
Right.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Do but it. They, let's play rugby.
Yeah. But they... I feel like they also do one of these dates every season that goes just a little bit too far.
Right. Someone has to get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or somebody has to be the one taking it too far.
Right, exactly.
But in a way, like, that's good because it's an easy red flag to be like, oh, here's the idiot. You know, this is super obvious now versus, like, had they gone mini golfing or something.
I don't know. You never played mini golf with me. It can get pretty competitive. And so then they like kept putting in the promos that like, oh, someone's going off in an ambulance, and they make it look like someone got like intentionally hurt and is like, you know, they cut all the clips together to make it look like there was like you know, some like major, someone got fight. Punched in the face. Or, I don't know. So it's a little anticlimactic because it's just like Kevin, and he like kind of trots over and he's like, hey, I think I like broke my shoulder.
Yeah.
He's like so calm. It's kind of jarring a little bit because it's like really intense rugby. And then he's like, yeah, I think I dislocated my
shoulder
and my collarbone's broken. And they're like, okay.
It nope, very no easily deal. Could have been a way to get attention. And in a way, I think it's pretty obvious. In a way, Kevin's going home pretty soon because she did not seem to care.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't go to the hospital with him. She didn't, like, she kind of did the perfunctory, like, come over, like, oh, are you okay? Like, I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, have fun in the hospital. And then she didn't really talk about him. They didn't show her, like, oh, I hope Kevin's okay, like, mentioning it again, really.
Yeah.
He just kind of sits there. I mean, he's probably on, like, pain medication, but...
yeah.
Anyways. So the big drama. Luke versus Luke throwdown. Who threw down who? Luke P. throws Luke S. down and, like, tackles him when he didn't have the ball anymore. Like, he shouldn't have been tackling him, basically, was the situation.
Yeah.
And then as he's getting up from the tackle, he supposedly knees him in the face or kicks him in the face or something like that. So this is obviously a red flag of, like, okay, this guy's a little violent. He's taking things too far. I mean, it's one thing to tackle somebody in a game where tackling is okay, and then to think, okay, that was a mistake, I shouldn't have done that. But then to kick him when you're getting up, that's just...
Yeah.
You know, obviously one step too far, taking it to the next level.
We should point out at this point, we, as the viewer, see this happen, or at least part of it. Like, the way they frame it, like, you see it kind of happen in the background, and you very distinctly see Hannah not looking at it.
Yeah, she doesn't see it, but you kind of see it out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not focused on it, but you see it, and then you see this camera sort of shift and whatever. So, like, we as the viewer, I thought, pretty clearly see it where Luke tackles the other Luke.
Right.
Unprovoked and, like, pretty chittily.
Just, yeah, he's really a dick. For sure.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it.
Later... So this progresses throughout the night, and they're having a conversation, and then Luke starts trying to defend himself over, oh, you were coming at me with fists and stuff, and we saw none of that.
Right.
But Hannah saw none of that either, like, didn't even see what the viewer sees. So the entire night, when they're having this argument, this happened last season with Colton, where, like, something supposedly got said, I forget what, but the whole time us as the viewer were like, you have the footage, show us the footage, show the lead the footage, you know.
Right. Can they just take her in the other room for 5 minutes and show her what happened? Then none of this extra drama would be going on.
Right. It would be so much more interesting to see her confront Luke P and be like,
yeah,
hey, I saw the footage, you're a freaking liar.
Right, that'd be awesome.
And like, you know, we set off the whole season with Hannah confronting Scott and being like, so I heard you had a girlfriend that she got from an outside source.
Right. And why couldn't they do that with this?
Exact same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, and the killer part is, throughout the night at the cocktail party after the rugby date, she's trying to, like, gather information about this, and every single guy who talks to her tells her exactly what happened and tells her that Luke is a jerk and that they all don't like him and that he's manipulative and that he's a liar, and she still, like, doesn't really seem to, like, get it.
Yeah.
It's like, is she really that blind to it? Like, she thinks she loves him?
Loves him, yeah.
She's so manipulated by him that she can't believe all these other guys are saying these things? I don't know.
And it's so heartbreaking because...
Right.
I feel like we as the viewer, again, clearly know the truth. And we are just watching this poor girl suffer.
Yeah.
And be victimized by these manipulations, and it's so uncomfortable because this now drags into the whole rest of their date, the next date, and the cocktail party. Like, even though we have an entire one-on-one date to go with Tyler, the whole rest of the show is about this Luke P, Luke S drama, who did what, who doesn't like who can she trust?
Yeah. It's almost like she doesn't want to admit that she was misjudged him, that she was wrong. So she's trying really hard to, like, grasping at straws that he is actually a good guy and that the other guys are wrong or something like that. Like, she doesn't want to confront the fact that maybe she made a mistake in an error of judgment.
Or her having been in the house, maybe she sees how
someone could be ganged up on, I guess.
If they're like, that's a really good.
Yeah. Because it kind of happened to her.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting was, like, and this doesn't really happen a lot on this show. So when the guys were sitting around talking and Luke P was, like, for some reason trying to defend himself, making up more and more lies, and all the guys just got up and left.
Yes.
They were like, we're not going to listen to this. And I thought that was hilarious. They
all got up and left.
And I really, in this situation, I really liked Garrett because he, a lot of times on this show, when this drama things happen, the other people, whether it's men or women, they just kind of sit there and watch and like give each other looks like, oh my God, can you believe this is happening?
Uh-huh.
But in this season, the guys are actually like saying something. He's like,
yes.
That's not cool. You need to go apologize. You need to do what's right, blah, blah, blah. And like, and Garrett really stuck out to me for that because he was the one that was like kind of like leading the group and saying like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to stand up yeah. for each other, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting and different. Like, you don't normally see that on this show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they basically think he's full of shit. I think one of them said that he's so full of shit it's coming out of his ears. One of the guys said that. That was funny. But, yeah, so they told him, and he said, I'm going to go in there and tell her that I was wrong and that what I said about Luke S. was wrong. And then what does he do? He goes in there and he says exactly the opposite. And he basically badmouths Luke S. and like makes up more lies about him. It was crazy.
And somehow this also turns into Luke S. He's going to get Luke S. to say something good about him.
Yeah, he claims that Luke S. asked him to go speak on his behalf.
His behalf? Like, I'm so thoroughly manipulated by this guy, even. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. She's going to watch this season play back and like, feel really stupid, I feel like. And I kind of feel bad for her when she sees this episode and sees, like, what was happening in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like, if it's that bad, couldn't they just show her, like, show her this footage or something?
Yeah. Yeah, but to see it back and to see, I wonder if she sees how aggro he's being with the other guys.
That's true. That's true.
Like, and how, the stories he's making up, because all she's really getting is him going to her, kind of crying and being like, oh, the guys are picking on me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so to finish off the group date, there was some positive moments, right? So there was, like, a couple of, like, cute moments with some of the guys that she had, like Garrett
mm-hmm.
and Peter.
Peter asks her to be his girlfriend. And...
Yeah, well, that was at the Rose Ceremony cocktail party.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, that was cute, too. So she does have some, like, nice moments, too,
yeah.
where the guys, like, Garrett's like, I'm not even going to talk about, you know, Luke. This is not about that.
This is
so that
our
was
time.
Good. And I think her and Peter have a really good connection, too.
Yeah.
They haven't shown him a lot, but when they show them together, they seem to, like, really, like, mesh well.
Yeah.
And so the group rose goes to Garrett.
Garrett.
Which was a good choice, I think. All right, so the next thing that happened was the one-on-one date, the last mm-hmm. one-on-one date with Tyler C.
Mm-hmm. No, before we even get to the date part, I
yeah.
found this the next morning, and they just kind of start off with, like, and she's crying.
Right. She's, like, sitting on a dock crying.
And the note I wrote down was, it's morning, and why is she crying already? And they do this, like, weird zoom on her, and they keep getting closer to her face as she's kind of losing it over the situation from last night.
Right.
And that was just it felt really not exploitive, but like
too personal.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like really like torn up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where you almost think that she's going to say she wants to cancel her one-on-one date.
Because when Tyler gets there, then she is still in that, in her feelings. She's
yeah.
still in that mood.
Right. And she starts talking to him, and I still thought she was going to be
yeah.
like, I don't want to, I'm sorry, I can't do this date. And
yep.
I think he kind of got that feeling too, because then he kind of stepped up and he was like, you know, we don't have to like do anything crazy. Like we can just like hang out and I'm here to support you. And he was
yeah.
like, really supportive of her and like
good move on him.
Yeah, like, he's like, I'm here for the good times and the bad times and
yeah,
all that mumbo jumbo.
He got a little like liney, like
yeah,
saying the right things, but he did come through and he was like, you know, whatever you want to do, like I.
Yeah, so that's the thing about him. He does sound very liney, but then like later at, when they are having their fake dinner, she says to him like, "I thought you were a player, but your words and your actions match." So, yeah, so he does say those things, but then he follows through. Like he did actually like treat her well and was a good person and everything.
They go like fishing.
Lobster, yeah, lobster fishing.
Lobster
Lobstering.
fishing. Lobstering. They go
They're getting
lobstering.
lobsters.
and they have a good, again, just kind of mostly just kind of hang out sort of date.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat. And she says a line that to me stuck out so much because it's so real, I feel anyway. Like I say this all the time. But she says, "I'm sorry that I'm not that fun right now." Yeah. It really made me think. I mean, that along with, was it last week with the date where she maybe passed out or something?
Yeah, was that him? No,
No,
no.
but I was thinking, not that I want to say like, oh, she's cracking under pressure, but it also made me kind of think about how much pressure it must be to be the lead in this, to have to be like, I'm not
Right.
having that great of a day, I'm not that fun right now, but I'm on
Right.
freaking TV.
Right. And you're like contractually obligated to do the dates when the show tells you you're supposed to do them.
Yeah.
So.
And probably to a degree of who you're supposed to do them with.
Right. Yeah, to a certain extent. I think they get a little bit of control over that. I think it's
Like,
like mutual decision maybe.
right. Like, it's, you know, and at
Yeah.
this point she's still feeling a guy's out, and you know, she's picking probably the
Right.
ones that she most wants to, but you know, we never know. Like, she could really want to see Peter right now and have been like, man, like we had such a connection on that group date. I want more of him, but here I have
Right.
to like, at first it's very much that vibe of, here I gotta go on this date with this other clown who's a player I'm not real interested in, and then till the end of the date she's kind of like warmed up to him.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting story to tell.
Yeah.
I'm getting way too thoughty into
No,
this.
I think that's okay though. I think it's like more realistic how their relationship is progressing. So, that's good. Good for them. Now, a side note about Tyler C, because for some reason I like to Google all these things. So he says that he is a construction worker or a construction
Okay.
like overseer or something. Like that's his
Contractor.
contractor, thank you. Like there's a word for it on his bio. But when I Googled him, because I wanted to learn more about him and see where he was from and stuff, because I'm thinking like he's gonna get a hometown date, so I wanted to see where this hometown date would be. He's from Florida, by the way. That he's actually a model, and he has a mo he's been modeling in Miami and New York, and he is like a legit model slash construction worker. And so I was thinking, like, why would he put that he was a contractor in his bio versus a model? And then I'm
Model.
thinking, well, maybe he saw like 2 seasons ago where the male model didn't come off very well to the rest of
Jordan.
the house.
Yeah.
So it was like, did he not want like the other guys to know that he was a model or her to know that? To think like maybe that makes you look a little shallow or something? I don't know. Isn't that kind of weird though?
I think very much he probably doesn't want that stigma of I'm a male model and I'm a ditz, like,
Right. He also played football for Wake Forest and was apparently really, really bad.
No, what do you base that off of?
I read about it online that he threw more interceptions when he passed than he did completions and stuff like that. Yeah. So Their date ended well. You know, he opened up to her about his family. His dad was sick, and
Pops.
His pops, yeah, he calls his dad Pops.
His pops.
So that was, like, you know, really heartwarming and everything. And his dad's okay now, in case you were wondering. So they had a good conversation at dinner, and she gave him the rose. So he got the third rose of this evening, and the last rose that we will see, because there's no rose ceremony. So yeah, so we should skip ahead to the cocktail party because we're getting kind of long on time here, right?
Yeah. I don't know. At this point, like, I personally would love us to just wrap this up and be like, more Luke P and Luke S bullshit, because that, like, it annoys me when a story like this has already dominated so much of the episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get that there are other guys here, and I get that, like, maybe they're not going to make it as far, but, like, there's got to be
other interesting things that could happen.
Like, John Paul Jones is somewhere eating chicken nuggets.
Right. And, like, what happened giving to looks. John Paul Jones? We need more John Paul Jones. I agree.
He was so funny on the rugby date, because he does this, like, rah, ha, 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 rugby.
Yeah. Right. We need to be shown more of that. Instead of the Luke versus Luke show. So my wish is that she would cut them both. I don't think that's going to happen, because I remember a preview from the very beginning of the first episode where they show Luke P yelling in Luke S's face in a chair, and it looks like they're in some kind of like castle or museum or something. And we have not seen that yet. So I think they're both going to stick around. She's going to keep them both. And there's going to be even more drama between them later.
You know, at this point, we're kind of like, when's the two-on-one going to happen sort of territory? So, right.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think she's going to keep Luke much longer than she should. And we're going to all be really disappointed by that choice. Because I feel like there's nothing he could say or do now that would redeem him in my eyes. But she, of course, like you said, she hasn't seen what we've seen and how he's acting behind the scenes, so to speak. But I don't know. I feel like he just really, blah. He just makes me mad. But anyway, so the rest of the episode is pretty much dominated by the drama between those two, and then it ends with her pulling them into a room and saying she wants to hear them talk it out. And then it's kind of like, that's it. There's no rose ceremony. There's no closure. We don't see them talking it out. I assume that'll all happen next week. And hopefully that'll be like the end of it, and we'll be able to move on from this Luke drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's kind of it, because like, we covered everything. There was no rose ceremony, so no one's been cut yet. I assume some of the people whose names we don't remember will be the ones that get cut. Like,
Dylan,
Devin, anyone with a D name is getting cut.
Yeah. Dylan, Devin, Dustin.
Maybe Mateo. We haven't seen much of him. And Kevin's going to get like a pity rose maybe because he got hurt. Or maybe not. I don't know.
She doesn't do pity roses.
She doesn't do pity roses. She did say that. So I guess we'll find out. Hopefully, first thing next week, this will all be resolved, and we'll have two rose ceremonies next week, I assume.
Oh, please. Please. Just give me some closure.
Yeah, exactly.
Take my notes. Mark okay, my guys so off.
I guess that's it for today.
Tonight, right? Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everyone. You can find us on iTunes for the right reasons, and you can also listen directly on my blog, myminiadventurer.com, or subscribe on iTunes or Android. And we will see you guys next week.